This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Patriots Ross Report Podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and it's Friday, December 7th, right here at Gillette Stadium. We once again have the PFW writers Andy Hart, Tom Casale, and Paul Perlow giving you all the latest.
Thanks, Lori. Another quiet week, basically, in terms of roster moves here at Gillette Stadium for the Patriots. But we do have some minor issues to touch on. First and foremost, most significant moving forward, I'd say, Asante Samuel, with the Patriots winning their 12th game of the season, has triggered the clause that they agreed to when he came back from his holdout and will now hit the free agent market next spring. The team has obviously agreed not to franchise him again moving forward. And in the way he's playing, he's going to get paid somewhere next spring when he has what he wanted all along, and that's the opportunity to negotiate freely on the open market. But that doesn't affect the team right now, nor does the fact, really, that Randy Moss was announced as the AFC Offensive Player of the Month for November, giving the Patriots so far a clean sweep of that award. Tom Brady won the award in September and October. Moss gets it for November. Based on the way December has started, there might be some competition elsewhere in the AFC, but we'll see how it goes for the that award moving forward. So the biggest issue, I guess, we have to talk about on this podcast is the injury report. Eugene Wilson is not injured. We know that. He's a healthy scratch the last 2 weeks. Paul Perillo, very interested in that topic, and we'll get Paul's thoughts on that in just a minute. But guys who are on the injury report, Stephen Neal, shoulder, that has crept up again. He left in the fourth quarter last week. Russ Hochstein comes in. And, of course, everyone knows had the most influential and positive false start penalty in the history of football, helping the Patriots win by jumping off sides on fourth and one.
That's kind of cool, though, for Russ, like if they go undefeated, because he can say to his kids, hey, watch this right here, I move.
He'll be on some special someday NFL Network talking about it, joking. And we know with his personality, he'll have fun with it and enjoy it down the road somewhere.
But if you listen Patriot fans, though, the Patriots knew it was a penalty, so they eased up.
Right, that's why they didn't
get the first down.
That was news to the 11 guys on the field. Even Josh McDaniels joked about it today. I wish I had made the call, but I wish I could take credit for that call, but I didn't, or something like that.
And then the other injury, Ty Warren has a thigh. Those are the two guys, of importance on the injury report. Rashad Baker has shown up on there, and as always, Tom Brady's on there. Although we just talked about in the locker room, he actually has less ice on his shoulder and elbow this week than he has all year. Most of the year he's had this ridiculous contraption, shoulder, elbow, arm, all the way up him. This week, just a small one, basically, on the throwing shoulder. But, Paul, talk about the fact that Stephen Neal continues to get banged up. There was a little bit of discussion today that, you know, regardless of who's in there, this group has performed. But, you know, talk about how that injury might affect the team going forward and the idea that they might have to run the ball at some point.
Yeah, I think that there's two ways of looking at it. And the most important is, and Bill talked about this today, I think they're pretty seamless regardless of who's actually in the game. You know, when it's Russ Hochstein or, you know, Bill even talked about Ryan O'Callaghan and Wesley Britt have played. And the from an execution point of view, very little is noticeable. So I think that's a good sign, even if Neal is banged up. But obviously, Stephen is dealing with that shoulder problem. He missed three games earlier in the year. He missed another one more recently, and now he's been in and out of the game a little bit. He was Monday night in Baltimore. So that's something to keep an eye on. I don't think it's a major deal, like I said, because of the depth they have. But certainly, Stephen Neal is dealing with that shoulder problem.
And he's dealt with it all along, dating all the way back to his early days here, diving on that fumble against Green Bay. He's had surgeries, was slow to recover.
Missed a whole year with
a lot of issues there. So it is something, but I agree with you. You know, they have some depth there. They've been, and they haven't been a dominant offensive line where you're taking out the key cog that's allowed you to rush for 180 yards a game. That's just not what they've been doing.
Right.
Russ Hochstein's proven his value. Tom, Ty Warren shows up there, and I think he's going to play. He was in the locker room yesterday talking to reporters, but how big a deal would you know, with the way the front has played, which isn't all that great lately, how big a deal would it be if Ty Warren can't go against the Steelers?
Oh, I think it would be a huge deal because the guys who are good aren't playing up to the ability. And I think when you start putting other players in there like Mike Wright, who's a decent backup, but, you know, I think Warren, Will Fork, Seymour, they got to step it up this week against the Steelers. Very physical offensive line. And I got a feeling they will. I don't think Warren's that injured.
I don't either. I think
he's
going to play.
Thing.
You know, I don't think any of these, you know, Stephen Neal is going to deal with this off and on. He could be back, then miss a week, whatever. You know, Rashad, I don't think any of these are major injuries. Like I said,
it's amazing.
Remarkably
really,
healthy.
Other than Sammy Morris?
Right.
Nothing.
Been remarkably healthy.
And now Colvin.
Right.
Oh, Colvin, yes.
But remarkably healthy on this team for what we've seen. You know, this
sad
team,
when you remember Sammy Morris and you forget about Roosevelt Colvin.
Sad if you're Roosevelt Colvin and listening.
Certainly.
You got an iPod, Rosie? Sorry. Sorry about that.
He's out there shoveling snow.
Too cheap. He wouldn't buy an iPod. But that's it. I mean, not a lot of injuries. You know, the Eugene Wilson thing we touched on earlier, Paul, and
it's
no
just
one's
curious
really,
to me.
No
I,
one's really
I
addressed
don't have
it
any
with
answers
Bill,
with it.
But he's been he had the ankle injury that kept him out for a while, was removed from the injury report with the ankle, showed up with a groin for like one day, then was removed that. Basically a healthy scratch for 2 weeks.
He's not injured.
I don't know. I really don't.
Well, if he's not injured, then I think Belichick something happened to Belichick in the last 2 months to cause him to think that Eugene Wilson was a starter, and now he's the 11th best defensive back on the team. And I just find that impossible to believe.
But don't you think there's a chance that we've all been saying this now for a year and a half, that maybe Bill was thinking, okay, this year we'll put, like Dean Pease said, we'll put him just at safety, don't worry about corner. And
sure.
Then he saw the first few games, and he just said to himself, you know what, this isn't working out, it's time to cut ties.
Could be. But
Bill's one that will cut ties.
He will cut
then,
ties.
Then
but
I think
my
he
guess,
would have been cut.
My guess is if we saw it earlier, he would have seen it even earlier than that, and this would have all transpired at a quicker rate.
Yeah.
And I just, from what we've seen from Brandon Merriweather, he is just not good out there.
I mean,
and
Rashad Baker.
I can't
Baker,
imagine he's a better option than a healthy Eugene Wilson.
And this isn't about James Sanders, because James Sanders has clearly
no question.
Played
I'm
better
talking
than
about,
Wilson. This is about Rashad Baker, Eddie Jackson, and Brandon Merriweather.
Right. And I would say Merriweather.
No one's going to convince me that Eugene Wilson, the first four games, didn't play better than those three guys have the last two.
Well, I'm going to not even include Jackson and Baker. But I think Merriweather's a guy that suddenly goes from not being an option to first dime package. He's on the field.
Right.
He's deep. He's your best defense between the other offense and the goal line. And we saw him flailing at a guy, giving up a big play, 53 yards, whatever it was. Then he has a ball bounce off his chest. You know, there's something going on there. We don't have any
but I go
more
back
info
to
add.
What Paul said about maybe Wilson not working hard and stuff. In my opinion, if you do that under Belichick, he'd rather have Rashad Baker or Brandon Merriweather.
That's why I think there could be some manipulation of the injury report,
right,
of Eugene Wilson trying to back him into a corner, try to get something out of him, taking him off the injury report, making sure he's aware that people like us are saying, well, Eugene Wilson's now the 11th best defensive back. He's a healthy scratch. And I think there could be something there, but that is
they
just
might
total
be,
speculation.
They might
on
be
our
setting
part
it up to cut him. And
could be.
They want to make sure that they get him off the injury report, so there's no injury grievances or anything like that.
But it is a curious situation, and we don't. You know, we'll probably never really know the 100% answer of what the truth is there. But the issue is the bigger issue. The Patriots relatively healthy.
Sure.
Ty Warren, we expect to play. Stephen Neal, if he plays, he's better. If not, Russ Hochstein can do the job. And that's going to do it on another roster report. Back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next week for a brand new Ross Report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.